So I owned and operated Louis Bookstore Cafe from 1981 to when I sold it in 1998. And it was a very successful operation. I had as many as 95 people working there. We were open lunch and dinner 7 days a week. It was a 150-seat restaurant, so it was big. And it was a delightful experience owning and running Louis. Stressful, I grant it. But it was a wonderful place, a very warm place. We had classical music every night and on Sunday brunch. We had art shows every 6 weeks. And in the upstairs gallery now are 25 artists that showed at Louis, because each show had three or four artists. It was a big space. There was a lot of wall space to cover. And I changed shows every 6 weeks, so I knew every artist in Baltimore, which was a wonderful experience for me. But the stories I want to tell you tonight are not about Louis. It's sort of a prenatal Louis, because for the 7.5 years before I started Louis, I worked at Mardix. And the reason I want to talk about Mardix are a couple reasons. First of all, Morris was a lot more colorful figure than I was, so there's great stories about Mardix. And as the owner of a restaurant, you didn't hear the great stories about your place, because people obviously didn't want to tell the boss what had really happened. So the third reason I wanted to tell you about Mardix is because Mardix is under threat of, the building that Mardix was in is under threat of demolition now. There's a developer that's bought that whole block. The Mardix building was built in pre-Civil War Baltimore. His family came over as Polish immigrants in 1917 and settled in what was then a Chinese ghetto. His family was Jewish, and opened a grocery store there and lived above it. His mother had 5 children. So Morris grew up there, and he basically died there at the age of 86. He never lived anywhere else but in that building. And during the business evolved. In 1917, it was a grocery store. When Prohibition was put into place, they used to sell alcohol out the back, and which was not uncommon with grocery stores at that time. And Morris's father made the mistake of selling alcohol to a man in a trench coat and ended up being sent away for a couple of years, a story that Morris always told with great venom about his father. How can he be so stupid as to serve a man in a trench coat? But after Prohibition, they got a liquor license, and it became a bar and a restaurant. And it was one of the first integrated restaurants in Baltimore. It had jazz. It had some famous jazz singers, like Billie Holiday sang there. And all the siblings in the family, it was a family business. All the siblings worked there. In the 50s, it began to morph into more of a beatnik. Artists, Sun Papers, reporters hang out. All Morris's siblings figured out a reason to leave, and Morris didn't. He was stuck there, and the business became him. He lived upstairs on the 3rd floor. The kitchen was on the 2nd, the restaurant on the 1st. He worked from the time he got up at 7 in the morning to the time he went to bed at 10 or 11 at night when we closed, every day, 5 days a week. And he did all the shopping. He didn't trust deliveries. He did the shopping in the morning between 7 and 10, come back, set up the register. That's when I would come in. And then we'd go upstairs, prep lunch, cook lunch, go out shopping, come back, cook dinner, come back down. So that was Morris's life. So Morris was a very idiosyncratic person. He was not easy to get along with, and he had trouble getting along with his customers. So in 1967, he decided to close the bar, and he was a very good cook. He wanted to learn how to cook French food and come back and open Mardix as a French restaurant, which he did. He went to France, and he worked in this little country restaurant that had a stream running through the back. And that's where he got his French culinary experience. And he brought that experience back with him to Mardix. And I went to work there in 1974 and worked till 1981 when I left to open Louis. So that was my total restaurant, the only restaurant I ever worked in when I went to open Louis. And so Morris was my mentor. And he was a very interesting mentor. And often at the beginning of the evening, or maybe at the end, when he was free of the responsibility of cooking, he would be sitting down in the dining room, always very plainly dressed, looking more like working class somebody off the street than a restaurant owner. And he was working class because he did all the work. And he would come down, and a table would be sitting there, and they would call him over and say, "Well, what do you recommend?" And Morris would look at him and say, "Well, I recommend you try another restaurant." And they would look quizzically at him, and he would respond and say, "But if you decide to stay here, you've come to a very good location. Johns Hopkins is just 5 minutes to the east, and University of Maryland Shock Trauma is just 5 minutes to the west." So this went over differently with different people according to what they'd heard. And then I would have to come behind him and say, "He's only kidding," you know, because for me that was a tip. So one of the things Morris did to bring France to Baltimore was to mimic the stream that ran behind it, the French restaurant he'd work in. They used to serve trout au bleu, which means the trout was so fresh that when you cooked it, the blood turned blue. And so Morris decided he'd get a big fish tank, and he put that between the bar and the back of the restaurant and went to Pennsylvania and got trout from a hatchery and would bring them down and put them in the fish tank. And then when somebody ordered trout, he had a net, and he would come down and scoop out the fish and take it up to the kitchen and cook it. Well, I was there one night, and I saw him, a customer chose trout, and Morris scooped out the trout and went upstairs. And after a few minutes, I saw this customer get up and bolt to go upstairs. And so I followed him up because I didn't know what they wanted. And he arrived at the kitchen door, and Morris said, "Well, what are you doing here?" And he said, "I wanted to make sure you're going to cook my fish." Well, at that minute, Morris had put the fish on the table and was trying to knock it out and cut off its head, and the fish had jumped off the table onto the floor and was squirming around on the floor right when the guy arrived at the kitchen door. And Morris said, "Yes, I'm cooking your fish, and there he is, right on the floor." So Morris is very entertaining, and the history of Mardix helped me develop Louis into a very whimsical place that would appeal to people. And so I would really like to enlist your all's support in us trying to preserve the building of Mardix. And if you're so inclined, you can do that by, it's presently in front of CHAP, which is the Committee of Historical and Architectural Preservation in the city. And you could write them and say, "This is history worth preserving." And maybe, just maybe, we can save that building and all the history that goes with it. And that was the birthplace of Louis, so we're saving a part of Louis, too. So thank you very much.